You're listening to SBS News.
Does the church have the power to bless unions of persons of the same sex? This was the question posed to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, responsible for defending beliefs held and taught by the Catholic Church. There was one word in response: negative. That response was accompanied by a two-page statement. Reverend Robert Garl is an Associate Professor of Ethics at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.
This new document is really an expression of warmth and of welcoming to all people, and especially to those people who consider themselves to be part of the LGBTQ community.
But it might be hard to interpret this announcement as warm and welcoming. In response to blessing same-sex unions, the statement says God does not and cannot bless sin.
Well, it's certainly saying that it's wrong to, that the church, in fact, can't bless same-sex unions, because it's not the kind of thing that can be blessed. The church can't bless these unions because the church considers marriage to be sacred, and these unions are not comparable to marriage.
The statement says there are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and family.
So the statement teaches what the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, which is that attraction towards people of the same sex is disordered, it's intrinsically disordered. And what it means by that is that sexuality is designed by nature, and it's desired by God to lead to life, to give life. And that requires the complementarity between man and woman.
Marianne Duddy Burke is the Executive Director of Dignity USA, a group that advocates for people of all sexual orientations in the Catholic Church.
The Vatican statement today is another sad way in which the lives and the loves of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are just not being affirmed by our church.
Father Brian Massingale identifies as part of the LGBTIQ plus community. He says he's disappointed, both personally and professionally.
The desire of gay and lesbian persons for love, for affection, this here that described as sinful is crushing in a way, because it means that something which is innately human, the desire to love, the desire to be in companionship, and to see that that is blanketly described as sinful, that cannot be helpful.
Se una persona gay e cerca il Signore e ha buona volontà, ma chi sono io per giudicarla?
If a person is gay and seeks God and has good will, who am I to judge him? It's the famous remark Pope Francis made on a plane from World Youth Day in Brazil in 2013. Then in October last year, he said he supports civil unions to ensure the safety and legal recognition of same-sex couples, but he's always been opposed to same-sex marriage. The GLAAD Media Institute offers media training for LGBTIQ plus advocates. Director of Education and Training Ross Murray says this edict from the Vatican is frustrating.
We hear statements like, God created you, or who am I to judge? But then still hearing this reinforcement that our lives and our relationships are objectively disordered and not worthy of a blessing.
Mr. Murray says it's part of the church's pattern of making small incremental progress and then taking big steps back. However, Andrea Rubera from the Italian National Association of Christian LGBT People, called Walks of Hope, says it's undeniable the situation for homosexual people has changed since Pope Francis was elected.
È innegabile che con l'avvento di Papa Francesco sia cambiata un po' la situazione.
In the sense that Pope Francis called things with their own name, he was the first pope to use the word gay. So surely the possibility has opened up for parishes and dioceses to do things for homosexual people. But on the subject of blessing, nothing is possible in the sense that a gay couple formally has no place in a communion church path, because the document says that their relationship is recognized as disordered.
Out of 195 countries around the world, 29 have decriminalized same-sex marriage. Australia became one of these countries after Australians voted in favour of marriage equality in 2017. Francis Di Bernardo is the executive director of New Ways Ministry. He believes the Vatican's stance against same-sex unions will not derail the Catholic community from blessing couples in the LGBTIQ plus community.
People in the pews know same-sex couples. They see their love as divinely inspired and divinely supported, and that is already a blessing. God has already blessed these couples, and a ritual, a formal ritual, is only the recognition of that blessing. And the lay people know that, and the pastoral ministers know that. And I think they're going to find creative ways to continue to show blessing to these couples who are part of their community.
But Father Massingale fears the Vatican stance will push moderate and progressive Catholics further away.
I think that to the extent that the church is teaching a sexual morality is seen as being contradictory and even somewhat hypocritical, I think that that will only exacerbate that trend for many Catholics, especially younger Catholics, to say that this church doesn't respond to my spiritual and existential needs or my spiritual and existential questions. And so, yes, that is a fear of mine, that actions like this will make the church seem less and less credible to more and more people.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.